With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I guess it's kind of the start of summer. You're going to start seeing those swimsuit pictures on Facebook or on social media accounts.
Yeah, I'll hardly leave the house.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the unofficial start of summer, they say. And, you know, friends don't let friends wear Speedos, just saying.
Huh. I must not have any friends then.
But, you know, I heard two women, they were talking about bathing suits, and I was shopping for clothes. And I wasn't eavesdropping. They were just talking about, my bathing suit don't fit. And it was like this long conversation.
It sounds like you were eavesdropping.
I was. But I guess a lot of girls, they, when it comes to bathing suits and stuff like that, they get all in they get their bathing suits in a wad.
I have literally sat in a fitting room crying because none of them fit.
Mm-hmm.
You too?
No. I mean, I just get a bigger size.
You know that 85% of all swimsuits purchased by women never touch the water. They don't even go into the pool or the lake or the ocean. They just are laying out in the sun.
I know friends like this.
Yeah. It's like they don't get in the water at all.
Yeah, they'll sit on the side of the pool. They don't want to get the hair wet, and they don't want to get in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, really? That's the best part of swimming.
They don't get hot? I get too hot.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I always get too hot too. I'm like, God, I'm so hot.
No, not that kind. You know, no, drenched in sweat, not cute.
All right, but so some of the bathing suits, I guess, never see the sun.
I don't know about that. Don't they see the sun? They just don't get the water.
Number of, I guess, the women say that they are self-conscious when they are in their swimming suits.
Well, it's not as big as their underwear in some cases.
What do you mean?
I would be self-conscious in it, too.
Yeah. 3 in 5 women say they're self-conscious.
I mean, a lot of times your whole butt's showing. Thongs are pretty common these days. And if they aren't thongs, they climb.
Sometimes when they're wearing bathing suits, it's like the women, those aren't thongs. Those are like bathing suits, like real normal-sized bathing suits. They become thongs.
Yeah, it's called a wedgie.
Okay, and what bugs, I guess, the average beach goer after they go to the beach?
Sand.
Yep, the sand. You got to remove the sand all over the places. It's in crevices you never even knew you had.
I always go to a shower. It has one of those little wands that you can move around, like you take it off the wall, and that way you can get up under your undercarriage and really try to get that sand out.
I thought you just ran and jumped in the pool. Actually, you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
They got the shower, but you can't get everywhere with a shower in public.
Do you roll around in the sand?
Yes.
Pretty much. If you lay on a towel, you're rolling in sand, basically.
Also, like, just on your feet in general, like before you get in your car. I got bottled water that I pour on my legs and take a little mini shower right beside my car when I'm at the beach.
And the best thing is it doesn't really matter because it still gets all up in your car. Sand gets all in your car. You got black carpet, you're going to see sand everywhere.
Okay. Well, 1/3 of us haven't worn a bathing suit in public in at least 5 years.
Wow.
Now, I guess COVID might have had something to do with some of that.
Maybe so.
But 5 years not in a bathing suit? And some people, you know, they have their own kind of bathing suit, and they'll wear their shirt at the pool or beach.
Cut off jeans.
Yeah.
I feel like that this bigger deal for women than men, because men can wear a lot of stuff and swim in it. But women, it looks a little less dressy. If they're doing the homemade,
well,
you know,
if you got a three-piece swimsuit, ladies, that's dressing it up, ain't it?
Well, I mean, I don't think I've seen the cut-off jeans lately, Tom. So,
me either.
I mean, swimsuits are relatively cheap.
You haven't been swimming with me then lately, have you?
That's pond swimming.
Well, it don't have to be pond swimming.
You can do that at the pool, unless your neighborhood association has rules.
Okay. And then they say 55% of us, when it comes to wearing our swimsuits, are sensitive about our stomach or our little pooch showing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm way past that.
Yeah. 30% are concerned about cellulite.
I'm very concerned about cellulite. I don't like to see that.
That needs to be easier to get rid of.
Yeah.
Like, why? That is such a challenge.
I don't know, but it is. It's also one of the least pleasant things. You could be fat, but if your skin's tight, it don't look necessarily that bad, but when you got cellulite, that's when it just is like, ugh, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like it on you?
I don't like it on me.
It's rough. It's hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
I don't like it on anyone, if I'm being honest, but I don't, definitely don't like it on me.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to, you go, it's okay.
Not really. Okay. That's not what my doctor said.
You can't really help it, though.
My doctor said it's not healthy.
Yeah, well, but...
And 30% of the people said the cellulite is their biggest body bummer. They're bummed out about it because you can't do anything about it. It's kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like body speed bumps is all it is.
What? That's so rude because I have it, but you're so right. It's like, brrr. I'll never look at my legs again.
There you go.
So now I actually think that maybe one of the worst things, whenever that area below your belt line in the front gets so big that it's like, yeah, that's an area that's just normally not big.
Okay. Well,
and when it is, it looks odd. You look like a Oompa Loompa.
Oh, let's not judge because some people cannot help that.
I'm talking about me.
Oh, okay. You can judge yourself if you want to.
Yeah, the shower, you're like, well, how did that part get fat?
I mean,
that's just not fair.
22% said their legs are what they're concerned about when they're in their swimsuit. Ladies.
Last thing I care about.
Definitely now.
Okay. 12% said their bottom, and then 11% said their
top.
Breast. Yeah, their top.
Mm-hmm. Pervert.
There's a lot to worry about.
Yes,
man.
There is. That's why, you know, it's going bathing suit shopping or trying to fit into your bathing suit or swimsuit from last year is stressful.
Yeah, I'm going to unpack all my bathing suits now for this weekend.
What are you going to wear?
Turtleneck.
Wow.
My biggest worry is getting caught with alcohol on the beach from the authorities because, you know, most of the time it's not allowed. You have to hide it.
If you drink enough, you ain't concerned about any of this bathing suit
issue.
No,
exactly. I'm just worried about getting caught. Now, if I got caught, then I'd worry about everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Go have fun. Don't worry about anything. People usually don't even know who you are.
Roughly half of women say they'd rather skip a day at the pool or beach than to be seen in their bathing suit.
Oh,
man.
Live life.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about others.
What's so crazy is Cato's probably right. Most people, if you're not in great shape, they ain't looking at you at all. You have to either be so bad they're looking and going, oh, my God, or they're just not looking at you.
Yeah. And when you're somewhere else, when you're on vacation, those people don't know who you are.
Right.
That's why I got naked in Jamaica.
Well, you did?
I wouldn't do that at home.
Oh, man, I did not know about that.
Yes.
I don't think I wanted to. I get that image out of my mind right now. I can't even look at Cato. I know. No, don't say anything.
I'm cool with it.
Let me get my vacation photos.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's just move on, would you?
Did you burn your buns?
I thought we were moving on.
What are we doing?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A lot of you have probably heard of Ozempic. It is a drug that was originally created to treat diabetes, but it turns out it has an amazing effect on weight loss. And there are a lot of people who are taking it for weight loss, not for diabetes.
Okay.
Now, there are two different versions of this. One is called, the drug itself is semaglutide, and it is under the name Ozempic for diabetes, but it is marketed under the name of Wegovy for weight loss. Same medicine, slightly different doses and methods, but it's the same stuff.
That's a weird name, in my opinion. Ozempic. It sounds like there's kind of some kind of sports-related thing with it.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Wegovy is even weirder, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a strange name, too. You'd think they'd name it something like weight loss or something that made you think of weight loss. But it's very popular. However, it has a side effect that people are complaining about.
Uh-oh.
And that side effect, there's three side effects. There's nausea, headaches, and then there is loss of bowel control. And that one has freaked people out because for the people that experience that, they say it is phenomenal. It's not just a little bit of loss. It's like wake up in your bed and realize you got to change the sheets kind of lost.
I got a song about it. Let me...
No, don't you dare.
Some people think it's
that.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
really I know that song.
I was just singing it earlier.
All right. It turns out there are a couple more of these diabetic drugs that are helping with this. And the reason they work so well for weight loss is that they are used to control blood sugar levels, and they basically mimic the same thing as insulin. So they tell your body, hey, you've already just had a big meal. You don't need a meal right now, and so you don't feel hungry. And these people are losing 15% of their body weight in some cases.
Like, what's it called again? I'll take that risk.
But it don't feel, safe to me.
Why not? It's FDA approved.
I know. Do you trust them?
No, I don't. That's all you have to go on, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Just doing that a lot. Too much is not a good thing.
Yeah, give it another 10, 20 years, and you know the lawyers will be like, if you or a family member ever used Ozempic.
Yeah. And then you got, the side effects are worse than, the benefits.
Being fat.
Right.
Well, if you're doing it for weight loss and it's making you do that, wouldn't that also aid in the weight loss?
Well, I'm sure that does, too. But like I said, it keeps you from eating as much.
I feel lighter on my toes every time.
Oh, wow.
I do. I really do.
Well, there's other drugs out there now, too. There's another one called tirzepatide, and that one was just approved by the FDA. It's similar to the semaglutide products. It's used to control blood sugar levels, but people have been found to lose large amounts of weight on these drug trials. A lot of times, as much as 20% or more.
I saw the new and improved tirzepatide. You get it?
No,
Tide.
You want a tirzepatide pod, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, they're going to make tirzepatide pods?
Yeah, that'd be funnier.
Yeah. I was going on the new and improved Tide.
And then there's one called liraglutide that is a new one. Now it's marketed as Saxenda, like a saxophone. And it was approved by the FDA, and that was for overweight and obesity. That one's not significant enough. That's only about 8 to 12 pounds for most people, so that one is not going to be as big a deal. But it looks like that this Ozempic is popular now, but the tirzepatide may become the really popular one because it's going to be huge amounts of weight loss for people.
Let me tell you, to lose weight, quit eating bad.
Okay, well, this makes you quit eating, period.
We can't do that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's very judgmental, and I don't think fair, though, Cato.
No, I'm sorry. It is. I talk to people all the time going, hey, I got to lose weight, and they'll go buy chips and bread and soft drinks.
But that's because their body is telling them they're hungry. This turns that off for them.
You have to train your body. I did it. I did it for over 3 months.
Well, you're not the fat Cato anymore.
And know what? It's just, it takes sacrifice. And I have friends that are like, I got to lose weight, but I got to have gravy on my hamburger. And I'm like, well, don't.
Yeah, my mom, she's like, you know what? I don't know why I've been gaining so much weight lately. I'm not drinking as many sodas. And as that says, I'm handing her a sundae from the ice cream station in Simpsonville. let me take a stab at it.
My mom says the same thing, I'll ask, what are you having for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, fried salmon patties, cornbread, mashed potatoes. I'm like, everything you just mentioned needs to be cut out of your diet.
Well, salmon, corn, and the bread, good enough. Yeah. She's trying.
Or you can just take this pill, like Tom said, do it the easy way.
Easy way, man. Yeah. This is not as simple, but it does help people lose weight that couldn't.
Because you're going to be sitting on the toilet a lot. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, you'll lose weight, but you'll be wearing diapers when you're in public.
Yeah. My mom has that problem, too. She's a grandma.
She don't want anybody to know
that. No. She don't wear diapers, but she's like, and the kids laugh at her because she'll just be walking around. So every time I eat, it happens. She's like, just excuse me.
You going to be in trouble.
I know. I hope she ain't listening this morning.
She might as well take the pill. She's already got the side effects.
Wow.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Coming up, we have sunscreen day. So, you smokers, you might want to put on some sunscreen before you go out and take a smoke break today.
Okay.
I'm just teasing.
Well,
smokers.
Yeah, you want to cut down on the chances of cancer.
Yo, I'm just teasing. This is going to tie into what I wanted to talk about, though, because I saw something about consumers, Consumer Reports, Americans take risks that they should never take. So we're risk takers, apparently. Of course, we talk about texting and driving all the time, and some states won't even let you talk on your cell phone while you're driving.
Well, yeah. But, they make it illegal anyway.
But
these people still do it, you know.
91% of people say they have texts while they're driving before.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. Someone's weaving, and you're like, okay, yeah, they got to be drinking. You pull up to them, and they're on their cell phone.
You know what's funny is we're so judgmental, but then that time that we do it, it's like just that one time,
and it's
exception to the rule, and we're not doing it all the time, so it's okay.
Well, plus we're a better driver, so...
So what you're saying, if you're leaving a bar, keep your phone in your hand out like you're texting, and you probably won't get pulled over.
Well, I'll be confused. 36% say they actually watch videos while driving. Well,
wow. Wow.
Is it instructional videos on YouTube on how to drive? Like, I forgot how to drive.
That scares me a little.
I know.
But, I don't think I've ever done that but once.
Mm-hmm. You know, even GPS in cars, I've ridden with people trying to pull up an address while they're driving.
Most of them won't let you do that. Most of the GPSs will not let you enter anything.
And a lot of time on your phone. I use a GPS on my
phone. What's so annoying is then you're like, okay, my passenger can't even enter this in. We have to pull over and stop to enter it.
Well, this is where we're really living on the edge. According to Consumer Reports, Americans taking risk. 27% of Americans never wear sunscreen.
Wow, y'all are crazy.
Living on the edge, ain't you?
What if we don't go outside?
Okay, well, honestly, I'll be honest, that is the best kind of sunscreen. The way Tom does it, just sit in the house and watch Netflix and play video games.
Only problem is I think I'm low on vitamin D now.
Well, yeah. You're not getting enough from your screen?
No, apparently I got one of those low emissions screens.
Now, do you wear sunscreen every day? Because people say you should get up every morning and put on sunscreen.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm not going to put on anything except clothes.
You know what? That's one question my kids will always ask. Like if they have to go outside or go swimming, do I have to put on sunscreen? It's like a big deal to them.
It
and
is
I'm
a
like,
big deal.
Honestly, I don't want to do it either, son. You just hold still and you're sitting there spritzing. And
that's the thing. It made it so much easier now with those spray cans. But, I used to not want to go out at all because you had to put lotion on. That was annoying. It took forever. Now you just stand there and have someone spray you like a can of paint.
Yeah, you make it sound easy, but when that spray gets you right underneath your arm, you're like, ooh, and they start wiggling around, you're trying to spray the kids.
Yes, you're chasing them down with that stuff. But now they're saying the sprays are dangerous, too.
It's like a sunscreen dance they're doing. They're moving around because you're so still.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're living on the edge.
And some places don't allow the spray. I've been on St. John.
Really?
We took two boat rides.
Right.
And both of them, you're not allowed to have a spray. Because
it's probably bad for the boat.
For the boat and the environment, so you have to use lotions when we're
there. I ain't worried about the environment. I worry about me.
But if you're at the beach, though, and someone's setting up camp right beside you, and they start spraying their kids, and it all comes on to you.
Yeah,
it's like a big old fog sitting in on you.
That's free sunscreen.
No, I sit there waving it away. I'm like, get off me, sunscreen.
I always go to the back of the beach, the furthest away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like when you're at a parking lot. And you're parking way out there, so no one will hit you with sunscreen?
No, it's nothing like that. It's being considerate and not hitting other people with your sunscreen.
Oh, when you're putting it on. I got you.
Yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, so Consumer Reports, Americans taking risks. 70% of us don't use hearing protection when mowing or leaf blowing.
Okay, really?
No.
That's not loud enough.
I don't need more eye protection.
Concerts, you get to some loud noises, but ear protection on a mower, I don't think it's that loud.
I even wear earbuds with music cranked up when I'm
louder than the mower.
Yeah. Because you have to, because the mower's so loud.
You know what? Kato's doing the electric slide with his push lawnmower out in the front yard.
You should see those lines.
Yeah. That's why I call it a line dance.
Yeah. Okay. 14% of us still don't like to fasten our safety belts or seat belts.
How many?
14.
Oh, I thought you said 40 something.
No,
yeah, 14% I can see. I was that kid in high school. I bought a car that was an older car, and the guy had taken the seat belts out for some reason. I went to the junkyard and bought them and put them back in. I would not drive without seatbelts.
See, there was a time it wasn't a law here in South Carolina.
Right, same in Florida.
And I know someone who will not wear a seatbelt. In fact, when she calls, I have to hear 90 seconds of ding, ding.
It goes off
ding.
After a while, apparently.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
I did not know that.
I've counted.
Okay.
I'm going to count the dings next time.
No. Oh, cool.
There's a lot of people that will buckle it in so you don't have to hear the dings, yep. And then they'll just sit on the seatbelt.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
And you know what? I didn't think it was right for someone to tell me to wear a seatbelt. It's my car. But now if I don't have one on, I feel like I'm going to fall out of my seat.
I know, right?
All right.
I get used to it.
This is where it gets dangerous. According to Consumer Reports, Americans taking risks, sticking cotton swabs in their ears.
Oh, come on.
Q-tips.
I've been doing that my whole life, and I have yet to deafen myself.
Huh?
My son wants it. He's like, hey, Dad, will you clean my ears out?
It feels so good, yeah. Man. Your eye starts to roll in the back of your head. This is great.
It feels a lot better when someone else is doing it for you, though.
Oh,
it's almost like a massage.
I've never had that before.
You're like, no, you won't. Go get some Q-tips. They're in my drawers in my office.
I'll do it. I got a bad twitch, though.
Okay. Eating raw cookie dough, 39% of us do that. And they say that's dangerous because there's some kind of, you know... whatever.
Lies.
I think it's called bacteria.
Okay.
Salmonella.
Didn't someone recently just get sick? It was in the news or something.
Yes.
31% of us use the top step of a ladder when we're changing a light bulb or doing
something
at home. Yeah. You're not supposed to.
Of course not. But you're like, all right, what am I going to do? Go get another ladder? I'm here. all the way up.
That's why they write, this is not a step on it.
Then why did they put it there? Just take it off.
Well, it has to be there.
Is this the last step?
I don't know. Very tempting.
Yeah, if you take that one off, the second one becomes the last step, Kato.
Pretty soon, you ain't going to be able to get off the ground.
I don't even own a ladder. What am I talking about?
And then finally, 13% of us drink while using power tools or mowers.
What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't get out there.
Yeah. That's why your riding lawnmower has a cup holder.
And not only that, but you know what? If you weren't drinking, it would hurt a lot worse whenever you do have that accident. The drinking is kind of an anesthetic for it.
Just
like,
be
I cut
careful.
My finger off, but it didn't hurt.
Look at this. Look at the blood.
Yarn. Huh.
Okay.
I guess we went too far, didn't we, Tori?
Per usual.
Exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk, when's the last time you had your license updated?
Just a couple years ago.
And when you did that, did you get your picture taken there at the Driver's License Bureau?
Do you know
that's changing now with technology?
No.
We're starting to be able to upload our own pictures for our driver's licenses.
They trust us to do that?
I don't agree. Georgia's already doing it. Okay. Georgia had to release a public service announcement said, please wear clothes when taking your selfie for digital driver's license IDs. So apparently there's a little bit of problems with the idea. But yes, a lot of places now are starting to do this. It says... attention, lovely people of the digital era. Please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs. Let's raise our virtual glasses and toast to the future. Cheers to technology and keeping things classy.
And you know, the reason they had to do this and let people know is because people were uploading naked pictures.
Uh-huh.
So they're allowing them to take them at home, like selfies. Why don't they require like the passport does, where you have to go to like a CVS and get a certified picture?
You know, I do not know the answer to that.
Here's the reason why they're doing this, okay? I want to let you know.
Hawk does.
Okay? The reason they're letting you upload your own picture is because you're going to take about 291 of them and pick out the best one, you girls out there, because that's the one that you feel like represents you most. And you can filter those because they were getting so many complaints at the DMV when they were taking pictures there. And the girl would look at it and she'd go, oh, can you retake this picture? Because that doesn't look like me.
Well, you know what? Those cameras are messed up. So,
to be honest, if you think about this day and age, everyone's pretty used to now being able to do that stuff. So they're trying to just fit in and make people like them. And they're like, you know what? We can be more friendly to our public this way.
But we're also so critical of pictures of us. And so this is a lot less complaining going on. You're like, hey, you know what? This is the one I want on my... driver's license.
Well, it's kind of like vanity plates. It's a way for you to add your personal touch to something.
And ladies, you know what? I'm guessing some of those state troopers out there, they pull you over. And, you know, it's been, let's say you're running a little bit late and you forgot your makeup. And so you're running late, you get pulled over. They look at your license and like, is that you, ma'am? Are you?
They didn't forget their makeup. They just hadn't got to it yet.
Imagine when we can upload photos with Snapchat filters. And they're like, ah, excuse me, stick out your tongue and do your fingers like dog
right,
ears. Let me see if this looks like you.
Oh, that is you. Okay. Just be careful. Anyway, ma'am.
Okay. So now here's something. When I saw this, I immediately thought of an instance that I had on Nextdoor. Are you familiar with Nextdoor.com?
I am not.
It's kind of like Facebook, but better because it's people that live near you. So when you get in a fight with someone on Nextdoor, they might live next door, and they probably live within a block or two of you.
I joined my neighborhood's Nextdoor, and then I realized it actually had my name
on my house.
And I quickly deleted my account.
Oh, wow.
I don't want anybody to know where I live.
Okay, well, there's a lot more than that going on with Nextdoor. But the fights get crazy. But I noticed this one lady, she had her little avatar picture. And when I clicked on it, it was weird. It was like I wasn't seeing the whole picture. I was just seeing her face. So I dragged the picture and loaded it into another browser frame. Just kind of like dragged the picture over to a new tab, if that makes sense. And all of a sudden, it shows me the whole picture. And it's much bigger than what was in that little frame.
Huh.
And she is literally standing in front of a bathroom mirror wearing a towel. And she has taken this selfie in front of a bathroom mirror, but she's centered it so it's just her face showing in the little thing. But people are uploading pictures.
Yeah.
They have a lot more information on them than they realize.
Are you telling me if I upload a headshot that if you drag it into another software, you can see the full shot?
Some cases.
Wow. Are you not cropping your pictures? I would crop it.
We'll be now.
We need to check out Tori's Nextdoor.
I'm going to delete my account.
And she's not the only one. Now, some of them might be something as dumb as their dog is in their hand or something like that. But there's these people uploading pictures that they're cropping it with the frame, but they're not actually getting rid of the info.
You need to get a life.
Yeah, you do.
You spend all day doing dumb things.
Oh, I think what you do is dumb things.
He's investigating, y'all.
You know what? You should crop dust him right now.
He does every morning.
He does.
That's a different app.
Why are we talking about that? Well, I will say this. If you have not been on Nextdoor, that is a fun place to argue with your neighbors.
And I saw the Nextdoor Dash. That's what you can see what your neighbor actually ordered. Nextdoor Dash.
You get when you go get their food off their porch.
They ordered again, honey. Let's go.
Hurry before they get it. Send the kids.
Uh-huh. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.